ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian chief executive of a company that's set to trial a new cannabis-derived drug in Vanuatu has sought to clarify why the Pacific Nation specifically was chosen as the test site when it can't do so in places like the United States because of strict drug laws. Pacific Beats previously reported on this US company known as Phoenix Life Sciences and its plan to trial the drugs on diabetics, with its head Martin Tindall saying to us previously that he's setting up the tests in Vanuatu to help address the country's diabetes epidemic. But soon after some of these reports, in an opinion piece by Martin Tindall, which was published in the International Business Times, he argued that he was, quote, forced to relocate to the Pacific Nation due to strict drug laws in the US. Now, we've also been reporting concerns from some public health experts, like Ruth Colagiuri, who's an associate professor at the Menzies Centre for Health Policy here in Australia. She's also sat on the Western Pacific Council of the International Diabetes Federation.
There is actually no evidence currently that cannabis works in the treatment of diabetes. In fact, I think there are very few trials about it, so it's mainly used in palliative care. Usually, when you start trialing something or dispensing it, you have some preliminary evidence that it could be efficacious.
So what's the real reason this company is now wanting to operate in Vanuatu, and should people be concerned? Our reporter Priyanka Srinivasan spoke with the chief executive, Martin Tindall, to find out.
One of the reasons that attracted us to Vanuatu was the ability to work through that Dangerous Drugs Act framework. The bigger part of the reason why we decided that we wanted to focus on Vanuatu as a location for production, and ultimately once the amendments were done to allow for that, is simply the fact of this environment is, it's pristine, it allows for fully organically produced products, it has the right levels of sunshine, the right levels of overall climatic conditions to allow us to produce yields that are very similar to that would require a greenhouse in Australia or North America, which allows us to substantially reduce the capital cost to build out the facility to large-scale production in, you know, tens and hundreds of acres. And ultimately, with the world changing, you know, there's over 47 countries that have now legalized cannabis in one way, shape or form, specifically for medical purposes, and there is a few countries that have legalized for adult use as well. But specifically, given the fact that so many countries are legalizing, we felt that Vanuatu would legalize at some point once they had an understanding of the medical benefits that would be derived for the country and ultimately the economical benefits that would be derived for the country as well.
But on that, I mean, last time we talked to you, you mentioned that a big reason why you came to Vanuatu was also the high rates of diabetes that was there. And correct. Now, through this article, you've also spoken about sort of being forced to move because of U.S. legislation. So what was really that primary motivator for you to come to Vanuatu? Was it that you were forced from the U.S. or was it the health situation in Vanuatu?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot more around the health situation here in Vanuatu. In the US, you know, people have access to insulin, people have access to metformin. Here in Vanuatu, talk with people like Dr. Santos Wari that have been dealing with the diabetes epidemic for a good chunk of their career, and there really is no access programs. So it really, to us, being able to deal with the diabetes epidemic down here and be able to have shown that in terms of our corporate history, is something amazing for us. It was definitely no force from the US. It was a case of we felt like we couldn't achieve what we wanted to achieve there because of such big holds from Big Pharma and the current antiquated concepts of having state-to-state legalization in a legal market at the federal level.
Yeah, you did use the word force, though, in the article.
Well, you can't go and then produce in the US and export around the world when it's federally illegal. So that is what I mean by forced. If they had had the right regulations and the right access to supply and access to the right cannabinoid profiles that we wanted, then we would have all, by all means, been able to do things there still. But ultimately, our game plan is to use the data that's acquired here and done in conjunction with the Australian universities